Philippians chapter 1, verse 20, according to my earnest expectation, my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ. And then maybe turn over into Philippians chapter 3 and read a few verses there. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, Paul writes, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. In other words, that I could live like I had a resurrected body, that I'd live without sin and reaching all my goals. And that didn't happen, but I'm working at it. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I haven't gotten everything God wants me to have yet. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, I pray that you'd be with us tonight. Holy Spirit, lead and guide my mind. Help me to concentrate on what I should, to say what should be said, leave out what should be left out. Give direction and leading in the message. And then, Holy Spirit, speak to hearts, I pray. And Holy Spirit, pray you would work in each heart tonight and do what I can't do. I can speak, but you have to do works in hearts. Pray that you'd do that tonight and bless the service. Bless this good church in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. I'm going to get a swallow of this. I'm starting to dry up a little bit. I'm going to preach tonight a real simple message. Title of it is a whole message, really three little points. Live for God today. Live for God today. And simple message again, simple theme, simple everything about it. First president of Hiles Anderson College was Dr. Bob Billings. Went to his funeral in East Orwell, New York. And you say, man, I didn't know where Orwell, I don't think there is an Orwell, but there is an East Orwell, a gas station, maybe a bar, a little corner store, gas station combined, about three houses and a church. It had service out there. And a couple of preacher boys of his, there were numbers of there that were his preacher boys from different places here and there, and had been successful pastors, said when they were young fellas in his church that he pastored for a while in East Tennessee, they said, give me advice for a young preacher boy. He took out a 3x5 card, wrote something on it, folded it in half, handed it to him, said, take this home and read it. He said, Brother Jorgensen, I've still got that card in my office today, and he'd written on it the four little words, live for God today. That'd solve it. If I just can live for God today. And so I want to challenge you this afternoon to live for God today, to take it a day at a time, put it in a day at a time, decide, I want to live for God today. And you think about that, you know, again, got three low points. I'm going to get a little bit out of order. I'm going to talk, number one, live. Number two, today. Number three, for God. I want to live. You know, I want to live in my life. I want to go through life and accomplish something. I don't want to just go through motions in life. You know, I'm getting older. Some of you probably saw pictures online. Those of you tied to in college or this and that. They just had my 70th birthday party down at Commonwealth Baptist College. Turned 70 a week ago yesterday. And so, you know, you say, oh, man, Brother Jorgensen, I guess you're getting old. You must be. No, I'm suggesting to them they make notes on what they may want to do different about the celebration, what didn't go quite right, so they can do it differently for my 80th. And that's the way I'm thinking. I plan to keep going. You're laughing. I'm serious. I plan to be there to celebrate my 80th. And when we get to that point, we'll see what's coming next. But, you know, I'm not, and I want to live. I mean, why do I want to go through life and say, and, you know, I mean, I've got good health. I can be active. My mind's active. I can work. Don't quite have the stamina I did 10, 20 years ago, but I can still get out. I mean, I want to live today. I want to get up and play shuffleboard all day. I want to get up and watch television all day. I don't want to get up and, you know, like young people now, man, I got stuff to do. Got me a fidget spinner, Bro Jorgensen. I don't have time to read my Bible. That's what the teenagers tell us. I don't have time to read my Bible, Bro Jorgensen. I got stuff I got to do. Look, I can balance it on my nose, see? They do that, don't they? I've seen somebody with it on their nose or forehead. One finger. What an accomplishment. I want to do something with my life that's going to make a difference. I want to accomplish something today. I want to live today. I don't want to just, I want to set goals. I want to challenge you this afternoon to set some goals in your life, set some goals for this year, and decide, I want to make something happen. A year from now, I don't want to be sitting here and saying, well, you know, it's just same old, nothing's, haven't grown, haven't improved, hadn't had anybody saved. You know, one of these days, I'm going to start being a soul winner. One of these days, I may get involved in bus ministry. One of these days, I'm going to develop a prayer list. One of these days, I'm going to read my Bible. Why don't you make that day today? I want to live today. I want to get something done. I mean, I enjoy sports. I enjoy recreation. Spend a good bit of time on watching sports and following different stuff. But at some point in my life, I want to live. Set goals. Make plans to reach that goal. Set, you know, how am I going to get that thing done? Goals in your Bible reading. Goals in your soul winning. Goals in your marriage. Goals in your finances. Goals for a bus route. Goals for a Sunday school class. Goals for relationships. I mean, let's decide, you know, what do you want to do? Preacher and I were talking a little bit. You know, maybe there's some sense as you get older, you start realizing, I don't have forever anymore. Of course, none of us know we've got tomorrow. I mean, you know, a law of averages. At 70, I'll probably die before the girl, any of the girls in the group. But you don't know. I mean, I want to set some goals and try to reach those goals and make plans. Our churches, a lot of the churches that you get around and speak, different ones and so on, I mean, they're just existing. And the members are existing, and we show up, and we've got our small group that shows up every week. And we're here, and we got a sign on the door, and if anybody wants to come in, they can, and if they do, we'll witness to them. And may we, I mean, but we're just existing. And then, you know, some of the members, I mean, as you say, oh, no, man, this church isn't like that. We're growing and growing, and we're running more buses, and we're doing this, we're doing that, and we're always pushing, and pastors, where's your role? I mean, you know, you don't want to just say, well, yeah, I mean, the church is going great. That's wonderful. When I get to heaven and God says, you know, Bro Jorgensen, I'm glad he probably called me Jim. Yeah, I think he could do that if he wants. He'd say, hey, you, if he wants, I'd answer. He says, Jim, I'm glad you were part of a great church and they won a lot of souls, but what'd you do? Well, I was there most of the time. If I felt good. And nothing was going wrong, and so on. I want to make something happen in my life, and I want to challenge you tonight to you know, get excited and say, man, I want to live. I want to get something out of life, and I want to live today. I want to live today for God. You know, a lot of people living in yesterday, not in the past. You have past failures. You have past things in your life. Say, man, you heard a good message this morning. You know, people feel like, well, I can't serve God because I've failed in my life. Hey, if you're still breathing, God wants to use you. And all of us have failed. Paul the Apostle said, you know, man, the good that I would, I do not, and the bad that I don't want to do, I wind up doing. And you know what I'm talking about there, Romans 7. Would have been easy for Paul to say, you know, God, I failed so much of this thing. I guess there's no way you could use me, could you, God? But God did use Paul. You can't worry about past failures. Things you didn't do that, you know, I should have taken advantage of this, should have done that, or I made a mistake and I got into sin here and I messed up and I did something I shouldn't have done, whether it's, you know, the stuff everybody knows about, and sometimes God will beat you up just as much with the stuff nobody knows about. Well, in light of that, God wants to use you today. Don't live in the past. Not in your past failures. Not in your past accomplishments. Well, back, you know, when I was, you know, there was a day when I was in Bible college, I ran a bus route. And on that bus route, we had a lot of people saved. And well, what are you doing today? Praise God for everything that you did a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years, 50 years ago. And again, I know, I understand different people, you had health and other things. Sometimes you can't do, but most of us can do pretty much what we did 5, 10, 20 years ago. Most of us in this room tonight. And, you know, it's a matter, you know, well, I'm living on past accomplishments. Who cares what you did last week? You know, it really doesn't matter. You know people, you meet them, and they always want to tell you what you accomplished and everything else. Preacher talks in here. Sometimes people introduce me, mention I went to Princeton University. Wasn't right with God when I got out of high school, went there, decided to major in math. And they had about 800 freshmen. It was all men back then, and get you all in a big room, 800 in each class. Get you all in a big room, and they say, well, there's 800 of you here. 143 of you were high school valedictorian. 28 of you were the captain. It was probably more like 58 of you were captain of the football team. So many of you had this honor, that honor in high school. You know what, fellas, as of today, none of it matters. Nobody cares. So many of you had great scores on your ACTs, SATs we took there. So many of you this, so many that. As of today, guys, nobody cares. There's only going to be one valedictorian here. Probably ain't going to be you. There's only going to be one captain of the football team. Probably not you. As of today, it doesn't matter. But I used to. Well, let's start doing. I want to live today. Not in the past, not thinking about future accomplishments, not thinking about past failures or past accomplishments or past abuses. Well, I couldn't serve God. You know, heard Caitlin's testimony, and Pastor was talking about it. Another one of the girls in the group has a very similar testimony. Broken home, and I mean, just a difficult upbringing. And sometimes being reared in a preacher's home isn't the easiest thing in the world. You know, you get tired of hearing, well, I expect it out of you. You hear it better out of you. After all, your last name is, you get kind of tired of hearing that sometimes. And, but hey, the past is over. I don't want to live in the past. I don't want to live in the future. Some people can't live today because they're trying to live in the future, all worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Well, I can't, I'd be afraid to get out. I mean, tomorrow, I don't know what's going to happen. I might lose my job tomorrow, or the tornado may come tomorrow, or we may have, this may happen, or that may happen, or the stock market may drop, and it wouldn't affect most of us, would it? And the stock market may drop, or the, this could happen, or that could happen tomorrow. Last I checked, I can't control any of that. But I do know that I've got a Bible, and God promises to take care of me. I'll live today. Don't live worried about tomorrow and tomorrow's anxiety and, man, what'll happen? And, I'm afraid to go to Bible college. If I went to Bible college, some of the students will testify, or talking to a man, they'll say I was afraid people make fun of me. I was afraid I couldn't do well enough. One of the girls in the group gave testimony this morning, said I was afraid I wasn't a good enough Christian. Had one bus kid came, traveled with his tour group, and graduated, worked on staff several years, married now there in the church with several kids, two or three children. And her testimony was, I was a bus kid, and I figured I couldn't go to Bible college because I figured everybody there was perfect. She, I got there and found out that wasn't the case. But nobody's perfect. But, you get so worried about what's going to happen. I like the song, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about the future. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds a sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my fortune may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me and I'm covered by his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow and I know who holds my hand. Hey, tomorrow's going to be okay. Some of you can't do anything today because you're all worried about tomorrow and what might happen. And this, you know, what happened with North Korea, and maybe there'll be a bomb, and maybe this, and maybe that, and maybe it will. I don't know. But I do know people are lost on their way to hell today. I know I've got people for whom I prayed this morning that needed my prayers. I know I've got people that I see that need help and correction. I got a text today from a guy who did something stupid last night, and I don't know if he wants to get to me before I get to him or something. And you know, one of the students, and said, "Brother Jorgensen, can I see you today?" I said, "Well, I'm in Indiana. I'll be back at midnight. I'll see you in the morning." He needs me tomorrow. Now I'll scold him some and say, "What do you think?" You know. But let's go from here. And that's not a big secret. It's, you know, get around. Never mind. But I'm not divulging anything that, you know, anyhow. I want to live today, not in the past, not worried about the future. Some of you can't live today. You're waiting for tomorrow when it'll be all rosy and better. Oh, you know, I'm going to get this raise. I'm going to get this promotion. I'm going to get this girl. I'm going to get this guy. Hey, I want to live today. Future ain't going to be as good as you dream or as bad as you dream. You want to make future good? Make today good. If I get in the habit of making every day good, I could have confidence tomorrow's going to be good, because when I get tomorrow, it's going to be today. And every time I get to today, I make it a good day. I get up and find a coffee pot. Spend some time praying. May watch some of the news, get discouraged. Read my Bible. Say, "God, I want you to use me today. Be with these people that have burdens and heartaches and problems." And give me a good, "God, help me today to serve you. Not going to worry, you used me yesterday and that was good, but I want to be used today. If I'm still here tomorrow, I'm going to ask you to use me tomorrow. But God, give me today. I'll live today for eternity. I want to live today to serve God. I want to live today to accomplish something." Somebody said, you know, you want to do today's work today. Putting off today's tasks until tomorrow only adds to tomorrow's burdens. Tomorrow, a good day today will make a good yesterday when you get to tomorrow. And if you get in the habit of making every day a good day, I can be confident tomorrow's going to be a good day. I want to live to God, live for God today. And every day isn't the day I put in most of my soul winning, and every day isn't the, but every day I want to be doing something. I'll be alive today. Well, back when I was young, I'm glad. And when I was at Howells Anderson, 23 years, and God used me up there, and there's, you know, hundreds and hundreds, I think over 1,000 preachers that I've had a part in training in different schools that stand in the pulpit every Sunday to preach the Word of God. God, you used to use me. I want God to use me today. I want to make today exciting. I want to make today good. If you make every day a good day, I've said that 2-3 times. Live in the moment. And then number one, live. Number two, today. Number three, for God. Why do you live? Why do you do what you do? Is it for pleasure? That's what the world basically says, that we live for pleasure. And of course, the devil and the flesh, I mean, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, I mean, that's all involved around different kinds of pleasure. Things that you owe, that you feel like the world owes me. You deserve a break today, and you know, you ought to get this, and you've got it coming to. Man, what you and I deserve is hell. But God save me. My sins are under the blood. I'm going to heaven. Whatever happens in between here and there, my destination is good. I want to serve God on the way. I want to do it for Him. Somebody, I want to live so I can relax. And you work and you work and you work. It never made sense to me. Why does somebody work and work and work and work and make more and more and more money and get a bigger, they get a bigger house and they make more money? Because they start, I was living in a little cottage, kind of a shack out there. And I want to get more money, so I can get a nicer place. And they get this big old house. And what do they want to do? They want to go out and live in a tent on the weekend. I thought, if that was your goal, why'd you work so hard in between? That's where you were to start with. Reason is because that big house doesn't make you happy. Nice car doesn't make you happy. Doesn't bring you joy. You get a little bit of excitement out of it for a little bit. And there's pride in it, I guess. Look what I got. All of us have some of that in us, but there's no joy in any of that stuff. If I'm living so I can relax. Fellas talking to, millionaire was talking to a poor man, said, man, you need to get a job and work. He said, why would I want to do that? So you make more money. Why do you want to do that? So you can buy some things and a place to live. Why would I want to do that? So that eventually you could just sit there, you could sit at home and rest and do nothing. He said, that's what I'm doing now. I mean, and I'm in favor of work. I work and I'm in favor. I mean, you ought to work and you pay your bills. But that's not the goal of life. I'll live for God. I'll do something for Him today. My goal isn't the weekend or relaxation or sports or certainly not wrong things like improper relationships and things that you shouldn't be into at all. I want to do it for God. The goal isn't the relaxation or the pleasure. The goal is not money. Oh, I want to work. I want to do this and do that so I make more money, make more money, make more money. Oh, the goal isn't money. The goal is to serve God. Just a little while to labor. Just a little while to wait. We sang in Chapel Friday. Just a while, little while to stay here. In the path that's always, I'm getting the words mixed up. Soon we'll be going over. Standing on the other shore. All earth's trials will be ended. Happy in that heavenly shore. I don't know. I can't quote the words that well. But, hey, I'm going to stay here a little while with the burdens and heartaches and troubles. You say, well, Brother Jorgensen, for you that's true. You're old. You're 70. I'm only 7 or 17 or 27. A, you don't know how long you have. None of us do. B, it'll go quickly. And I want to live for God today. I don't want to live for pride. Dr. Wendell Evans, my mentor in education, used to say, if I can say for me to live is Christ, then I can add and to die is gain. But if you say for me to live is money, to die is to lose it all. For me to live is fame, to die is to lose it all. Me to live is pleasure. When you die, you lose it all. But if I can say for me to live is Christ, then I can finish it out by saying, and to die is gain. I'll live for Him today. As you want to take it a day at a time. I'll challenge you again. Live for God. I think the philosophy will help you sometimes maybe get in victory over sin in your life. So I got problems, I got problems with cigarettes. I keep going back to it. I got problems with alcohol. I got a problem with looking at the wrong stuff. I got a problem with losing my temper. I got a problem with whatever. I want you to say, God, help me get victory over it today. Maybe I didn't make it yesterday, and I'm not even going to worry about tomorrow. I'm not going to promise. But God, give me victory today. God, I want to live for you today. I'm not going to yell at those kids today. I'm going to get along with my husband today. I'm going to get along with my wife today. I'm going to keep my focus right today. I'm going to stay away from those things I shouldn't be doing today. God, give me victory just today. God, help me live for you today. Hey, get tomorrow, you can try it again. But anyhow, devil beat you up. Well, you didn't do this, didn't do that, and so on. I'll live for God today. He's the reason I'm living. Football team, sometimes the coach will come in and they'll say, man, we got to win this one for the coach. We've been having a bad season. We don't start winning some games, he's going to lose his job. He's a good man. Come, we got to win this one for the coach. Or you got an injured player, somebody gets injured, and the team will respond and they'll play all the harder. We got to win this one for our injured player. Why don't you say, I want to live for God today? I mean, he died for me. Least I do is live for him today. I ought to be able to get some motivation out of that. A singer will sing a special song sometimes, and thinking about different times, you know, they'll sing and sing, and they'll say, now I'd like to dedicate this song to my wife. And somehow it's just a little because of who it's for. My wife and I have 9 grandchildren, 9 and a half, and We buy them Christmas presents, different stuff. Buy them coloring books sometimes. And it seems an inexpensive gift. You got a bunch of them to buy, and they kind of like them. And so you get coloring book and crayons, and sometimes you'll have grandkids or kids, and it seems like their goal is to get a mark on every page as quickly as they can. It's like different color. And they're going like that. And then sometimes one of the grandkids will slow down and they try and color in the lines and they try and work at it. And I'll say, Bailey, why are you spending so long on that one? And she'll say, this one's for my mommy. Or sometimes this one's for you, Grandpa. It's special because of who it's for. I'll live for God today. Think of who I'm living for. I get to live for him. He died for me. I've preached this message a long time, had this thought for a long time. Years ago, one of my secretaries made a little thing for boss's day or birthday or something, typed that out and put it in a little frame that sits on the credenza in my office still. It says, live for God today. Sometimes as I'm leaving the office the end of the day or end of the night, I go back at night, work late a lot of times, and I'll turn around, get the lights, make sure I got my keys and so on, and I'll see that little sign there, and it'll say, live for God today. I think, well, God, I tried. Maybe I could get a 95 today. Didn't make 100, but it was my goal. Maybe an 85 some days, maybe a little better. God, I want to live for you today. Help me today, make today something that's going to count for eternity. Who cares about yesterday? Tomorrow, we'll work on tomorrow. But God, I want to live today for you. I want to live today for something that'll make a difference in eternity. Help me to live for you today. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I wonder if God's spoken to somebody's heart here tonight. Now it's kind of a general message in terms of an invitation. But I think God has spoken to somebody's heart. Maybe you ought to set a goal in your Bible reading, your prayer life, your finances. Maybe you've got a sin that you struggle with and you say, Brother Jorgensen, I'm going to try and live the rest of today above that sin. And tomorrow, I'm going to try and live for God tomorrow. I'm trying to live for God day by day. I'm trying to get, I think this will help me as I struggle with those besetting sins. If God's spoken to your heart some way about a goal or something that God wants, you feel like God wants you to do, I'd like to pray for you. Would you raise your hand? Anybody like that? See quite a few hands around the auditorium. Anybody else? God's spoken to your heart some way through the message. I'll pray in a moment. Before I pray, I wonder if maybe there's somebody here tonight would say, Brother Jorgensen, I'm not sure I'm saved. If I died tonight, I don't know whether or not I'd go to heaven. I want to go to heaven, but I don't know that I would. If that's you, I'd like to pray for you. Would you raise your hand? I want to go to heaven, but I don't know that I would. Anybody like that? See, a child. Let's stand with heads bowed and eyes closed. In a moment, I'll pray, and then after I pray, she'll begin the piano. He'll sing. God's spoken to your heart. Why don't you come on down and kneel here when the piano begins to play. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to preach your word. God, help me to live for you the rest of today. And then tomorrow and the next day, help me to live and to put effort into it and make it productive to live today for you. Pray for these that raised their hands, said you'd spoken to their hearts. God, help us to do it, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.